It's a quality mix of music from then and now on 92.9 The Mountain. Nora Jones, Thinking About You, her most recent. She's going to be making a stop in Phoenix, taking on the Police at the Dodge Theater.
She's
on
opening up for
June
the Police.
18th. No, she's not. That's the crazy thing. They should have set that up. What a show that would be. But the Police are already sold out.
Yeah, Nora Jones is going to be at the Dodge Theater on June 18th. The same night, the Police are going to be at the U.S. Airways Arena, just a stone's throw away from the Dodge Theater.
So you can concert hop.
You could, if you had tickets to both, which we will have.
We are going to have some tickets to both of those shows, the Police and the Nora Jones concert, as it gets a bit closer as we get into my birthday month.
Oh, that's right.
June.
You only allotted one day.
Yeah, right.
One day. Oh, hey, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to play that Alanis Morissette version of My Humps,
the
Black Eyed Peas
song.
It's hilarious. You have to hear that. It's great for a Friday morning. It's going to put you in a great mood for the weekend.
So Don and John are here with us, our Movie Night TrafficLight.com guests. Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
guys.
How are you guys doing?
Doing really well.
Great.
Good. Good.
Some big movies hitting the theaters. We've got Richard Gere in The Hoax, which is a movie about one of the biggest scams of our time, and kind of has you wondering once again, you know, how in the world did Richard Gere marry Cindy Crawford? That's what had me wondering.
That's what we were thinking about through the whole movie.
The entire movie, I'm sure.
Well, The Hoax, it's set in the early 70s, and of course it does star Richard Gere, and he plays Clifford Irving. And Clifford Irving, he's just lost a huge book deal with McGraw-Hill. He's devastated. He's out of money. He has no idea what he's going to do, so he comes up with this elaborate plan to write an autobiography of Howard Hughes. Well, here's a clip of him telling everybody what the plan is.
I'm working on the most important book of the 20th century.
Couldn't you have just said of the decade?
Howard Hughes, the billionaire?
His exclusive authorized autobiography.
I want an advance to $1 million.
$1 million?
As soon as they find out it's a fake, they'll sue you for libel.
So that's a clip of the trailer, actually.
Yeah, a clip of the trailer. And you know, when they said it was an authorized autobiography, not so much because he has never talked to Howard Hughes. He doesn't know Howard Hughes. It's this huge charade. It gets completely out of control, so much so that Howard Hughes himself gets involved and uses this charade to save his airlines and spark off the Watergate scandal.
So everybody wins.
Yeah. You know, almost.
The thing about this movie, I mean, Richard Gere, a bit of a freak. Howard Hughes, freak, 1970s. Definitely freakish, but nonetheless, I actually love this movie. I mean, I'm a little suspicious about the story's accuracy because, you know, the story comes from the guy that Richard Gere plays who actually perpetrated the hoax in the first place in real life. So, but anyway, it's an excellent story. It all comes together in the end and it makes perfect sense, which I really like. Richard Gere, awesome. Enough of these superhero movies, you know, just give me a guy like this who has the guts to announce to the world, hey, I'm writing the book of the century, when really he has absolutely no idea what he's going to do.
Right.
Yeah, it took enormous guts, and Richard Gere did an amazing job in this movie. So we're going to, on our Movie Night Traffic Light, rate The Hoax a green.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Yep, yeah. Really
guys
good
in a good mood this
morning. Fun and interesting, huh?
So far.
Very well done. And then the next one, of course, is The Reaping, which is actually a horror flick that has two Oscar winners in it, both of whom are Hilary Swank. That's
I actually saw that last night.
Did you?
Yeah, it's okay. Out in theaters already, right?
Yeah, it
so
started last night.
Don't influence our opinion, okay?
Oh, that was that the first night? It came out last
yes,
night?
Yes, it came out last night.
Is that weird for a movie to come out on a Thursday?
Because of Easter weekend, I think they brought out a few of the movies a little early,
yeah,
just so they could get a jump
on
it.
One on Thursday, yeah. And some today. So.
Yep. Well, in The Reaping, Hilary Swank, of course, she plays an ordained minister that's turned her back on the church, and she becomes a scholar, and she's all about scientifically disproving extraordinary events. And she's asked to check out this town where a river has turned to blood.
Ooh.
So I know. So here's a clip of her partner telling one of the townspeople about her.
So I guess it's safe to say you're a church-going man.
Oh, yeah. 10 years every Sunday.
How's that fit with disproving miracles?
You know, it's easy to lose faith. I mean, look at Catherine. If an ordained minister can turn her back on God, then what hope is there for the rest of us, right? Plus, you know, I think people need to believe in miracles.
When I saw this last night, it was she works for Louisiana State University as a scientist, and she has had 48 miracles that she has proven to be
scientifically explained.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So on this last one, or what the movie's about, it turns into something
a little bit more than that. Yeah, yeah, in fact, when they get into it, it looks like the town is being cursed by 10 deadly plagues.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that a little girl who's played by Anna Sophia Robb, you know, she's a little girl from Bridge to Terabithia, she's the cause of the curses and the plagues. So what Hillary has to do, even if it is the little girl, she has to figure out a way to stop everything before everybody ends up dead.
Ooh. Yeah, sounds like my kind of movie.
Pretty scary movie,
hey,
actually.
Do we come in here and spin records? Now, you don't express opinions about movies, all right?
It is pretty
scary. It's definitely scary, but I think it's almost kind of more suspense thriller. Than
on my
film.
Movie night traffic, I'm going to rate this one now.
There's actually lots of drama in this, some great twists, and I thought a really well thought out story. What'd you think, Blake? Well thought out? You're suck at this. All right?
Thanks.
I thought it kind of starts out a little rough. You know, I figured they got about 20 minutes into this, and Hilary Swank was like, dudes, I'm a two-time Oscar winner. Enough of the garbage. And because from then on out, it's really a top-notch movie. It's really good. Kind of reminded me a lot of that Demi Moore movie from the 90s with all the religious themes and good versus evil end of the world stuff. So.
Yeah, and Hilary Swank, you know, she puts you on the edge of your seat in this movie because you're sitting there trying to figure out what is going on throughout the whole thing. So in our movie night traffic light, you guys won't believe it, we're also rating this movie a green.
Two greens. Yeah. All right.
And you agree with that, Blake?
I do, I think so.
Yeah. Good movie.
And if you haven't seen the movie yet, go tonight to Elcon and see the 7:30 showing and stop by on TV afterwards and tell us what you thought of it. And tomorrow, of course, after our show airs, so you have to watch our show at 12:30 tomorrow. But after that, we're going to be at Main Gate Square giving away Jamba Juices to anybody that comes down to be on our show.
Oh, fun.
All thanks to the good people at Marshall's Jewelers to make it possible, and the CW, who also has movies if you want to watch them on TV.
Yeah, your show is on the CW on Saturday afternoons at 12:30.
Yep, yes, every week now. We're on show number two. We've made it through show number one.
Trust us, they're getting better.
Oh, great.
So you can see John's ugly mug.
Oh, you guys.
Ouch.
Okay, Don, you and I, maybe next time, we'll just do the movie night traffic light.
So.
How does that sound?
A little too controversial in here today.
Do a guy one later.
Not good looking and no talent. So
hey.
You really need to work on yourself.
Okay, we appreciate you both being here. All of their information is on our website, 929themountain.com. Just click on Jenny and Blake in the Morning Movie Night Traffic Light. We have The Killers coming up, and as we mentioned, that really crazy cover by Alanis Morissette.
My humps.
On the way.
My lovely lady humps.
On 929 The Mountain.